Well, what a fun gospel today, right? Jesus condemns the hand washers. So, I really do think it's a lot of fun. And this is one of those gospels that through the ages has been used by everybody who decided somebody else's religion was more rigid than theirs. And this is the one where you say, gotcha, and point at this verse, and set ourselves up and say, here we go, we've got church, and these people have rules. So I want to invite you, as we think about the gospel today, to remember a different story out of the Gospel of Luke, where two men go to pray in the temple, and one's a Pharisee, and he says, oh, thank you, God, for not making me like other people, like sinners and pagans and tax collectors, and thanks that I'm not like those guys. And then a tax collector is down the kneeler from him and says, have mercy on me, God, for I'm a sinner. And, you know, Jesus asks the question, now which of these people prayed the right prayer? So with this gospel, too, I think one of the things to do as we look at Jesus kind of going after these Pharisees is to remember that we're always on the hot seat, too. We're not meant to hear the gospels of Jesus and look alongside him down at people that he seems to be judging, but at the things that are in our lives that might be implicated also. And as a way of getting at that, I was trying to think of a good example of traditions, and it's a little bit out of season, but over and over again, I thought of the Chevy Chase movie, Christmas Vacation. Now, this is people have mostly seen the movie, right? But it's a film about, you know, he plays a dad who kind of an all-American, you know, good suburban dad who just wants to do Christmas right. That's all he wants, is to do Christmas right. So he puts all the lights up and he invites his family over, and when his sort of rowdy in-laws show up on his doorstep, he goes ahead and invites them in, and they try to go get a tree, and they try to go through all the normal traditions of Christmas. And of course, everything goes wrong. You know, his in-laws are horrible, and the lights won't work until someone accidentally flips a switch in the garage, and then they all explode in the light, knocking him off the roof. And they're praying the dinner prayer, and the grandma that they asked to pray kind of gets confused and starts saying the Pledge of Allegiance instead. You know, and they make it, right? They make it work as a family. They kind of get through it together. But as you're watching the movie, Chevy Chase is, you know, every time one of these things happens, it's like there's a little thermometer. His anxiety goes a little bit higher and a little bit higher, a little bit higher. And you're just watching, waiting for the train wreck. And, of course, it happens. And he blows up and he swears sort of very creatively about his boss and has this sort of wonderful climax of just not being able to hold it in anymore. And I want to suggest that what's going on in this movie is he's remembered all the traditions, but he's forgotten what they're about. He's got all the rules down, but he's forgetting that the rules are supposed to create a space that is holy and points back to the relationships that this family has with each other and with the season and with God. So when we listen to today's gospel, where some of the Pharisees kind of come up and say, look at this man's disciples, they're not cleaning their food, they're not washing their hands, they're not obeying the laws that we've known and held for years. And when Jesus says back to them, you hypocrites, you know, this isn't what makes you holy. It's not washing your pots and pans before you use them. It's something else. It's the something else that matters more. Because, I mean, it's almost funny otherwise, right? I mean, there are perfectly good reasons to wash your hands and to wash your pots and your vegetables. I couldn't help but think all week of those signs in bathrooms that say employees must wash their hands before they go back to work. And you know, the sort of grown-up versions of these. Employees must wash their hands for 60 seconds and they have to use soap. And I always wonder, what happened that made you write that sign out, that employees needed that much direction? But, I mean, there are perfectly good reasons that these rules got set up. And that's the way it is with all of our traditions. They all come from somewhere. And when we stay connected to those moments, of things like praying before a meal, when we remember what it's about, and giving thanks to God that we have food to eat in our everyday lives when a lot of people don't, when a lot of people in history haven't. When we give thanks to God that we have blessings in our lives, and then we use those blessings to help other people, we share what's been given to us because it's been given to us too. When we remember those things, we're doing it in a way that participates in the life of the gospel and participates in the kind of lives that Jesus has shown us we can live in the world, ways that we can be here for each other and connected to each other in relationship, just like that family in the Christmas movie. And they eventually get there, right? They make it back. It's wonderful to look at readings like the one from Song of Solomon about this stag or gazelle sort of outside the window saying, come away with me into the springtime. The rains have passed. You know, the world is beautiful. There are things to see and do and explore together. There are these moments that we can see if we remember how to tune into them. It's important to remember that with the traditions we have as a church. When we do things like say the Nicene Creed as this statement of faith that people worked on for decades and have said for hundreds of years. Or when we celebrate the Eucharist together, when we gather around a table and remember what it was that Jesus did in that evening, in that week before the Passion and the Cross and the Resurrection. The gift of God coming down to be with us, the gift of God showing us a new way of relating in the world to each other, to God, to remember those greatest commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. I want to invite you to think this week as you go through the motions of your day and your life. You'll have a lot of traditions, you know. As tiny a thing as sort of getting up in the morning and listening to the radio or brushing your teeth, I mean, those are the sort of tiniest of traditions up to the grand ones, like the ones we celebrate in church. And just sort of pay attention to how you're going through life and whether the things that you've set up are taking you a step closer to God, a step closer to loving and caring for other people, or maybe a step farther away. Is there a way that you, like the Pharisees, have kind of gotten so hooked up in the rules that the rules have become what's important instead of the relationships? Is there a way that we, like the Pharisees, can take our rules and look out and think, well, I must be doing it right, so maybe they're doing it wrong? And is that preventing you from being in relationship to somebody else? Are there ways that we, too, are the people that Jesus is calling back away from hypocrisy and into relationship with God and each other? Are there ways that things are coming out of us, like jealousy and envy, that are actually doing us more harm than good and hurting our relationships? And are there things that God's offering us, like love and compassion, forgiveness, different ways of being, new kinds of opportunities? Are they being presented to us in our lives? So I challenge you as you go through your week to take that moment and pay that kind of attention. Maybe make a tradition this week of just thinking through your day at the end of it, and going back through it and wondering what the moments are where you felt closer to God. What are the things in your day that you can offer up to God? And what are the things that you wish you had? What are the things you could do differently next time? And above all, give thanks that it's Christ resurrected who walks with us through these decisions and through these days and offers us that choice over and over again. In his name I pray. Amen.
Amen.